Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
What condiment do you carry around with you? Is there anything that you carry around with you like that? 1-800-330-9999. It sounds so ridiculous, but I was shocked to see how many people actually do this. For years, Raven, ketchup was the number one selling condiment in America, right?
Okay.
Averaging about $800 million in sales. Not anymore. Over the last 2 years, millennials have become so obsessed with ranch dressing that it surpassed $1 billion. Ranch is the number one selling condiment in the country.
That means that ranch's dastardly plan worked. They bred us out. They bred us out. They brought the numbers, and now they're number one.
I'll be honest. I'd rather have ranch than ketchup. I would. I think it's like different and creamy and yummy, and it goes on salads and vegetables and on my French fries.
When they're both good, they're very good. But you know when you get one that's just, it doesn't taste right, like maybe it's a knockoff or something like that?
Right.
It's no good. I had ketchup the other day. It was glorious. It was organic ketchup. And I was like, I put it on my fries and it was absolutely stupendous. Mm. And then with ranch, I dip all my pizza in that.
Right. So the funny part is that their story had gone viral. There was these college students, and they went viral because they go to this restaurant all the time, and the place charges a dollar for a tiny little small cup of ranch. So they started bringing their own to the restaurant, and the restaurant's like, you can't bring your own ranch. And they made like a big deal out of it. And the question is like, well, who actually carries their own condiments with them everywhere they go?
Seems
Turns
weird.
Out, but a lot of people do. I have one of my friends, she carries, well, she's lactose intolerant, so I guess it makes more sense. She brings like the packet of like powdered milk everywhere she goes. So like if they don't have like a non-dairy milk option, she has that available.
I'm just trying to think to myself, when do I ever order milk when I'm out anyways? But okay.
In your coffee.
I guess.
It's for your coffee.
Right.
You have to put it in your coffee. But is there a condiment that you carry around with you? 1-800-330-9999. And on Raven.
I actually do. I carry low sodium soy sauce with me at all times. I love sushi. I get sushi a lot, okay? And often when you go get either takeout sushi or someplace where they prep it for you, it's they only have the high sodium stuff, and I just can't deal with that. So like I just always keep a stash on me so that I know I'll always have it when I get sushi.
Oh, I have it. The green packets, the green and white packets. I do the exact same thing. I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Except one time
true.
They exploded in my purse.
Oh, gosh.
That's terrible.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, that purse is done
yeah.
at that point.
Do you have soy
yeah.
sauce in your house, Raven? I mean, I don't carry it around with me, but I always have it around.
I have it in my house. I just don't have it. Yeah. That's not in the car or anything.
Yeah. Well, they evaporate. So after a while, if you have the packets, you got to check on them because there's nothing left.
If you have any packet long enough in your vehicle so that it actually evaporated, like you probably shouldn't ingest that anyways at that point.
I don't know if this is a good time to bring it up, but have you noticed that they just don't give you enough in those packets? Like if they just doubled the size of the packet, you
right.
wouldn't need so many packets. And then it's like whenever you go to a fast food place or anything, they give you these handfuls of packets. Just make the packets bigger and then you don't have to give so many. It seems like such a no-brainer. That soy sauce, I need 30 of them.
I'm just going to, like, can I remove this soapbox over here? Maybe get you some therapy because you are mad.
I'm not the first person to complain about the size of packets.
I actually think that it has something to do with like the weight. You know how like when you open a packet, Anna, and immediately it splurts out? That mm-hmm. one's over full. You need the space. You need the air in there, man.
1-800-330-9999. If you carry a condiment around with you for emergency situations, what is it? Ranch has officially beat ketchup as the number one selling condiment in America. Are you one of those people that carries condiments in your purse? Like when you go somewhere, you've got extra because you want a certain kind of something? 1-800-330-9999. What's that condiment you carry?
So this is a little obscure. Whenever I go to a burger joint and they have like the packets of the yellow mustard, I always whip out my own bottle of Nathan's spicy brown mustard just because I like a little bit of class with my fast food hamburger.
Okay. That's interesting.
Do you have to refrigerate mustard?
I don't know. They have packets of it, so there's got to be the option to not refrigerate it.
I guess that's true, right? I don't know. With the bottle,
I don't like
though.
My mustard cold. I don't like it cold. Like it room temperature. Yeah, like even on a hot dog.
What other condiments do you like room temperature?
All of them. The only one I don't like warm is mayonnaise, because I put that on everything and I like it a little bit cold. But if it's warm, I'm not going to turn it away. I'll still take 3 pounds of it and put it on my mouth.
You prefer warm ketchup?
Yeah, I like room temperature. Not warm, room temperature. I like it a little bit slimier than the thick consistency.
Mind blown.
It's Anna and Raven. What's the condiment you carry around with you?
I have a mini Frank's hot sauce that I keep in my bag at all times.
She got hot sauce in her bag, swag.
That sounds crazy.
Just like Bae.
Come on. I don't believe that Beyonce's really carrying it, by the way.
I think she's using
it metaphorically, just saying that her bag is hot and that she's always got a little bit of attitude in her bag if she needs it. I don't believe that she actually is carrying hot sauce with her.
I believe it. Why do you carry it with you?
Well, because you just never know, like, oh, if I'm going to, like, if I need something to eat real quick, you know, I want it to taste how I want. Like, if I'm going to get a piece of pizza or something, I like pizza best with hot sauce, so I just carry it with me all the time. If I'm going to get, like, a burrito or some tacos, then I have some hot sauce. Or if I'm just going to get, like, french fries or something, I have hot sauce for it. Like, I just like hot sauce.
My old co-host used to be obsessed with sriracha, and he used to have sriracha in the studio all the time. Everywhere we went, he had sriracha. And it got to the point where the smell of it made me so nauseous because I was so sick of smelling it every single day. And then on the air, he made me chug it, like chug the whole thing. And I've never been so sick in my life. I think something like about being addicted to like those hot sauces. And then you like a specific one.
That's probably why he's dead now.
He's not dead. He's completely fine. He's living his best life.
Unemployed and unhappy. No. Right.
That's the thing. People are particular about their hot sauces, right? Not everyone is
well,
the
take
same.
It to the grave, ex-radio guy. Take it to the grave.
Oh, I like that you think he's dead.
I just killed him.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the condiment you carry around with you?
I carry salt packets. Okay, for real, I used to carry like a whole salt shaker, but that got messy after a while. So now I keep all those little packets that you get, like extras and like utensil packages. I keep in a little Ziploc bag.
I had a college roommate, Olivia. She was same thing. She used to have the salt shaker. I remember one time as a joke, a prank, we stole it from her and we hid it. And she got for real mad. Like, she didn't think it was, like, a joke. She got mad.
You get hyped on salt, man. It's like you get, like, almost addicted to it or whatever. Like, I wouldn't know. It's a great idea. I'm not allowed salt. So if I was to carry it around and then get caught with it, it would be, like, the end of the world in my household.
Oh.
It would really be terrible. But when I get a little bit of salt, like, I can taste salt on something, like, if there's one speck on it, because I have never allowed to have it. So when I taste it, I'm like, oh, my God, that's delicious.
It's delicious. It just makes everything better.
If I woke up and you guys had stolen my salt shaker, man, like, on my worst days, that would have been bad for you guys. All right? Would have been bad for you.